Tainus Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis, 2-2, in a strange continuation of the previous mission, which ended up by saying that they brought the Sefer Torah into the town square and then brought a Zaken out to give Divrei Kibushin, words of inspiration and reproof to the people. And immediately after that, the Mishnah says here, Amdu B'Tfilah, they immediately stood up to pray. Tfilah in the Mishnah always refers to the Shmona Esrei. And the point is that before davening Shacharis, they had this inspirational talk for them to do tshuva. Now, when people pray in the time of the Mishnah, since there's no Sidurim, we're relying on a Shliach Tzibur who's leading the prayer service. Everyone's listening intently and responding Amen. So the Mishnah says, Morid Lefnei HaTeva. They bring someone before the Teva. Now, the word Morid really means to lower down. The connotation is to bring them, like, lower, to lower them. The idea being they should be humble and submissive and before Hashem. It's the Pasuk says, Mimam Hakim Kritzicha Hashem, I called out to you from the depths, and therefore it's understood that people should, like, be in a posture of lowliness when they are beseeching Hashem for something, as is the case over here. Many shuls in Europe actually had the place where the Shliach Tzibur stood. It was, like, lower in the ground, like a holer, that took a couple steps down into the ground when they prayed from there, lower down to fill that pasuk and this idea. Even today, I know, I believe the Monk Shul in London and the Agud in Baltimore have such slimmer setups, so you walk down. So the person who's doing that is Zaken V'Ragil, someone who's a Zaken, again, someone who's older, but again, old and wise, respected and respectable in the community. V'Ragil, he's accustomed to the prayers. This is essential because he's leading the prayers, and we don't need him to actually stumble or hesitate or misspeak. We have if you recall from Maseches Brachos, we said that if the Shliach Tzibur makes a mistake and he hesitates, so that's like a Simen Ra, it's like a bad sign for everyone whom he's representing, and therefore we don't want that to happen. More than that, says the Gemara, we need someone who really is a Baki in Tanakh, who's an expert in the verses themselves, because as we'll see in the coming bit here, Mishnah Gimel, that he has to recite a lot of verses, and he's saying that really without anything in front of him, from memory. He has to be an expert. Okay? V'yesh lo banim, he wants one who has children, because only a person who has children and little eyes and hungry mouths and eyes looking at him will be, you know, really motivated to shake the heavens to get the rains to fall. And also, we need someone who is Uveso Rekam, that his cupboard is bare. He has no money, he has none of the wherewithal to supply for his family, and therefore, again, he really feels the pinch, and he will daven with sincerity. Kadesh Yehe Libo Shalem B'Tfila, so that his heart will be complete in his prayers, a fully sincere prayer. Really a fascinating thing to point out over here is that here we're talking about the person's heart being shalem, being whole, whereas in the previous Mishnah we talked about the necessity for people to actually tear their hearts asunder. The pasuk from Yoel, that people should be korea, to tear, v'kiru levavchem, to tear their hearts. Also here, interestingly, the Meiri, his lashon is, we want someone who is a zaken, because we want someone who's who will pray with a lev nishbar, with a broken heart. So there's an interesting idea here that you see that we want a torn and broken heart, so a person will have a complete heart. There's a famous saying that's quoted by Rabbi Nachman of Breslov in English, which is that there's nothing more complete than a broken heart, and that is certainly coming from these mishnayos over here. So that's a guy we want. Va'omer lefneim esrim va'arba brachos, and he, the Shliach Tzibur, will say in front of the community there, of his town, a total of 24 blessings. What we're saying here is that, as the Mishnah says, Shmona Esrei shebechol yom, the usual 18 of Shmona Esrei, he'll do the normal Shmona Esrei, but in addition, umosif alein od sheish, he adds 6 more brachos to the Shmona Esrei. Now, the point is adding 6 more brachos. As I'm sure you're aware, nowadays our Shmona Esrei actually has 19, not 18 brachos. And we still refer to it as the Shmona Esrei, the 18 blessings, even though there are 19. So very possibly our Mishnah is doing the same thing here. And it's saying 18, but it means 19, and therefore adding 24, really adding 6 really means 25 and not 24. That 19th bracha for the Malshinim, the bracha that's a prayer against the heretics, came about in the first century with the what became the early Christians and so on. So it's very possible that this actually came even perhaps after that bracha. So that's why it's referring to cells 18 and 24, instead of 25. But the point is, we are adding six more blessings, which the next two Mishnayos will explicate further.